I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Virtually every prominent Vermont politician has condemned the alleged multi-million-dollar fraud in the Northeast Kingdom. Federal and state authorities slapped the developers with civil fraud charges last week, but Vermont Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has been silent on the topic. That's even though he once endorsed the projects as an example of good government. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Senator Patrick Leahy said last week that he hopes Congress will help him pass a bill to reform the federal EB-5 program that allegedly allowed Northeast Kingdom developers to dupe hundreds of foreign investors out of millions of dollars. Leahy said his bill would help prevent that kind of fraud. But Vermont's other senator hasn't weighed in about Leahy's bill or the fraud allegations that surfaced nearly a week ago. After landing at the Burlington Airport Tuesday evening, Sanders briefly addressed reporters about his loss in the New York primary, and he refused to answer questions about the EB-5 scandal.
Let me stay off that right now and focus on the election.
Sanders' lack of response to the scandal drew criticism from Tunbridge Representative Sarah Buxton.
I think it's disingenuous to rail against corporate America and then play hooky for your responsibility, ensuring that millionaires and billionaires keep their promises.
Buxton openly supports Hillary Clinton, but she says this isn't just political positioning. She says issues like this are the reason why she supports Clinton.
I think the times that we have to look at our two leading candidates in the Democratic field, it's important for us to review when those challenging moments are and ask how their performance measures up to our expectations.
Sanders has been focusing on the election for months, even before he dodged a question about the EB-5 scandal on Tuesday. In addition to losing the New York primary Tuesday, Sanders missed his 50th and 51st consecutive roll call votes in the Senate. Texas Senator and Republican candidate Ted Cruz has faced criticism for his absence at the day job during this campaign, but even Cruz has voted twice since Sanders cast his most recent vote on January 12th. By comparison, Senator Leahy has missed two roll call votes since January 12th. When we asked Sanders' Senate office how Vermont's junior senator plans to handle the EB-5 issue, they refused to comment. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.